there we are. We like it a lot. That is the new single from Blanks. It's called Silly People. Simon DeWitt, known as Blanks, is on the line. Hi, Simon. Do I call you Simon? Do I call you Blanks?
Hi. You can call me Simon.
But seriously, I mean, 1.16 million YouTube subscribers call you Blanks, don't they?
Yeah, it's crazy. If you say it like that, it's really insane.
So, I mean, I have to say, you've got over 47 million YouTube views and all these followers, plus 415,000 monthly Spotify listeners, on the back largely of this one-hour song challenge that you do on your YouTube channel, which is crazy. Tell us, for those who the uninitiated, tell us the background to it and what you aim to do.
Okay, so I started out doing, like, music production when I already had my YouTube channel. So I started doing these little bedroom vlogs, and then when I got into music, I was like, okay, this is interesting. Maybe I can combine something. But I didn't want it to be like another cover YouTuber, you know. There were a lot of those going on who were just like singing the song and then putting a video online. So I had to think of like a creative way to make my own unique version of that. And then I was like, I brainstormed with a friend of mine, and he said, wait, what if we had put like a time limit on it? So we decided to name it the 1 hour song challenge. And basically it means I have 1 hour to take a song, which my followers, send in, and I have to make my own version of that. So I start by recording a little bit of guitar and a little bit of drums and a little bit of background vocals, for example. And it's basically a video where you see me stress out a lot and then at the end sing like a cover of the song, which I make in 1 hour.
That is crazy. Do you do much prep on that? Because you get the suggestions coming on your Instagram account, don't they?
Mm-hmm. No, actually almost no prep. So basically I'm a big pop fan, so every song that people send in is I know, but for example, a few months ago, I did Teeth by 5 Seconds of Summer, and I had listened to that song maybe twice. So that's like hard, because I don't want to prep too much, because you're going to get used to the song and maybe you're not able to make like really your own version of it. So I want to try to prep as less as possible, I guess. So I look up the chords on the internet, and then it's just, I listen to the melody a few times, and that's it.
That's all you do? Oh, my goodness. I mean, let's go back and talk about early days, Simon, then. You're clearly a very talented and very versatile musician. Where did it all start for you, and what's your go-to instrument? It looks to me like it might be guitar, but there's synth, there's drums, tambourine comes in quite regularly.
Yeah, tambourine. After guitar, I have to say tambourine's my favourite instrument.
There so you
I
are.
I started playing. I took guitar lessons when I was about 10, and then through high school, I played guitar and started singing a little bit. I got into a high school band with some friends, and then, bass guitar is kind of like guitar, so I picked one up, and I just learned myself to play a little bass. And I learned some ukulele. I took piano lessons later to spice up my theory knowledge, and then I learned how to produce. So I see my computer as an instrument too, because there's endless possibility, basically.
Yeah, all those little things that you'd have to go away and spend thousands of pounds on an instrument, you go into GarageBand and it's sitting there waiting for you, isn't it?
Exactly.
All right, so when you started doing this, did you choose the songs yourself and think, okay, I'm going to do a cover of this, a cover of that? And if so, what made you choose the first ones, the early days ones?
Okay, so I remember the first one. It was a song by Taylor Swift and Zayn. It was Don't Want to Live Forever, and that was the first one people actually voted for. So, I asked people on my Instagram, hey, which song should I recreate in 1 hour? And they voted for that song. And I was like, all right, wouldn't be my choice, but let's give it a go. And it actually worked. So, yeah.
And is there one that you'd still like to do? Have you got a couple that you're just waiting for somebody to suggest? Or would it be a case of, actually, I'm just going to do it anyway?
No, I usually have because there are multiple songs people are suggesting. So I always have like a few songs in mind, which I think could be like a good idea. So for example, when Bad Guy by Billie Eilish just became like the huge hit, I was like, okay, people are probably gonna suggest this, but I also really want to do this because I love the song and it was doing so well. I felt like it was a, there was an amazing opportunity there.
Indeed, indeed. All right, and you now obviously we had Sweaters come out a while back. We've got Silly People out now. You've kind of showcased yourself as a very, as I say, as a very talented, very versatile, multi-instrument musician, and you can sing. I'm going to say, and you're good looking, so you're really starting to annoy me now.
Sorry, man.
How is that a good way to launch? I mean, you've got all these subscribers. You've got people listening to your Spotify channel. So now you're putting your own stuff out there. Are people notice the join? Because I listen to your stuff and you think, do you know what? It's just really very good music. It's not like you're somebody.
Thank you.
It's not like you're somebody branching out on your own. Have you found it easier to do it that way?
Yeah, it's like when I started out doing the 1 hour song challenges covers. Slowly, I started getting interested in like building my own songs, and I practiced that a lot. And I'm now at a point where I'm like comfortable putting stuff out because I think it's good enough. And the tricky part is, there are like a million people who are following me on YouTube because I do these covers and stuff. So I had to come up with like a way to get them interested in my own stuff, so my original music. So I came up with this concept where they actually write a song with me. So I'm in the studio, I'm on Instagram, and I'm like, okay, guys, give me some input. Do we want to make a happy song? Do we want to use a guitar or a piano? Do we want a fast or slow song? And basically I write, based off their suggestions, I write an original track. And that concept works really well because people find it much fun to help me write a song, basically. And they're interested in the end product, which is a completely original song. So every once in a while, I do a session like that, and usually the song ends up pretty epic, I'd say. And I release it on Spotify. And then people, like, find my original music through that. So that's like I had to come up with a way to also interest people in my original music instead of just the covers.
Sure. Do you, I mean, everything you seem to do on the internet is you know, occasionally you maybe bring in another singer just to give you that female vocal, because I'm guessing that is a bit of a trick. But do you work with other musicians at all in day-to-day life?
Yeah, actually quite a lot. I like to write for other people too. So I work with songwriters and producers on mostly songs for other people, like the songwriter side. And occasionally I write with people for my own project, but I work with lots of people.
Okay, good, because I was going to say, I've just watched you, you know, pinging around your studio, and you must be a nightmare to work with. You've got far too much energy.
So people usually love it, so
oh yeah, no, it's watchable, but you're wearing me out.
Yeah.
Looking forward, though, I mean, you really established yourself and you've got this going here. How do you see this going forward? Do you see, you know, more music from you, or are you just happy doing what you do here?
I see more music from me, and I really want to... Okay, this is maybe going to sound a little bit ambitious, but I really want that world hit. I just want a worldwide song which blows up. So that's like an ambition of mine. I would love to do an album one day. So I'm working, or I'm thinking about it. There's no like solid plans yet, but I'm thinking about that. And I would love to have a worldwide hit written for someone else, you know? So I'm like the songwriter, and my name is actually not on the credits or the featuring or something, but just on the credits. And that's like another goal of mine.
That'd be amazing.
Work behind the scenes for other people.
Well, somebody did comment on your YouTube channel. I just want to be able to say I knew this guy before he was famous, and that's it kind of does feel like it is just sitting there waiting to happen for you. Do you get any feedback from any of the artists whose covers you've done? Have they fed back to you at all?
Yeah, Ariana Grande liked a style swap I did of hers, and Post Malone's team actually reached out and said they loved it. Which one? I did one of Tyler of 21 Pilots 2 weeks ago, and Tyler Joseph actually started following me on Twitter.
Oh wow!
So that's amazing, because I've been a fan of 21 Pilots for years. So I was kind of like freaking out when I saw that. He only follows like 100 people on Twitter, and I'm one of them.
That's amazing. What you want to do?
Yeah, that's amazing.
What you got to do then is you got to turn around and say, look, I've covered one of your songs. Here's one of mine. Why don't you do a cover of that? So,
that's a good plan, actually. That's a good idea.
Listen, it's been great to catch up with you. Great to meet you. I love your energy. I love the stuff you do. Well done on Silly People. Good luck with it. And just keep us posted as the new singles just come out now. And, you know, just keep us in the loop.
Okay. I will do. Thank you so much for having me.
There we go. There's Blanks. What a lovely chap. Simon DeWitt is his real name. Do you want to take a listen to what he does? This is his cover, as done on 1 Hour Song Challenge. This is his cover of Senorita, the Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello track, featuring his friend Emma Heasters. Let's take a listen.